www.ecollar.com. That's www.ecollar.com.
And welcome to From Shelter Dog to Service Dog with Janice Wolf. Well, it's a rainy, rainy day here in the Northeast, but that's okay because hopefully all your dogs have inside housing and they're happy and healthy. Well, I want to just put a quick shout out to a very dear friend of mine, Greg and Roxanne, who had a really tough day. They lost their son today, and it really made me realize and take stock of, even though I appreciate everything and every moment I have on this earth, of really how precious things are and of how one moment can change a life. Well, on our show, From Shelter Dog to Service Dog, we hear stories of different shelter dogs who have different experiences and how we can rehabilitate them through UnitedCanineProfessionals.com and MerlinsKids.org. And we can take these very special dogs and have these very special dogs be service dogs for kids with autism and other special needs and veterans and a lot of other people. Well, today's show is going to be dedicated to Gabriel Davis, who has one of Wyatt's grandsons. And Gabriel is on his way up to heaven right now. It's very sad, 23 years old. But what I want to talk about is not just how sad things are when we have grief and loss, because there are no words for this. There's nothing anyone can say to make the pain go away. But what's a very interesting thing is because Gabriel had one of Wyatt's sons, and this dog was truly just a godsend for him, that this dog needs to have certain things that, in this time of grief with his family, where, you know, he's got a younger brother and his parents. It's very important for people to understand that dogs grieve too. Now, I've heard some very, very brusque and misinformed, ill-informed, and maybe a little egotistical people say, dogs don't grieve. Well, you know what? That's not true. Dogs do grieve. They really, really do. And it's very important when something happens in your home, whether it's a tragedy like what happened with my friends, or it's a tragedy of a pet in your life who happens to pass on, or you have grief in your life from a dear friend or relative passing away or moving away, and your energy changes, your energy gets weaker. And very often, that's when behavioral changes can begin in your dog. So it's not that a puppy is going to say, hey, there's something really crazy going on, and all of a sudden the puppy is just going to, you know, turn into a crazy man. But what can happen is after periods of days and days and weeks, sometimes months and months and sometimes years, our dogs who love us so much and give us that unconditional love that we'll never get from a human ever, our dogs need to have our support, and we need to pull it together for our dogs because our dogs love us unconditionally. And because our dogs love us, unfortunately, sometimes they can feel that weak energy that we portray or that we allow. And if you have multiple dogs, let's say you have four or five dogs and you lose one, well, those remaining dogs will feel that energy, and sometimes that's enough to make a dog feel like, oh, okay, I guess I better be the leader because the energy in this house is so low. It's so weak. And we want to make sure that we don't do that to our dogs. We want to make sure that our dogs can understand exactly what their position is and where they fall in the human animal, human dog leadership role. So if, God forbid, something horrendous happens, you've got to, of course, take care of yourself, but you've got to not forget about your dog because your dog will grieve. Now, unfortunately, sometimes what happens is that, you know, we grieve for a very long time, and sometimes we grieve for a shorter time. But we don't always realize when our energy is weak. If you've had people telling you, some of your friends say, hey, man, you're just not yourself. Well, by the time a human notices that, that's kind of like by the time Wyatt smells cancer, and now by the time somebody's got a lump coming out of their head, that's the difference. Because your dog can perceive that weaker energy right away. Like Wyatt can find a few cancer cells in a body. He can find a few cells. He doesn't need it to turn into a lump or a mass. He doesn't have to wait to see your knees breaking up so you can't walk. He can tell when you've got a problem when it's very, very early on. Well, what that means is that when you do suffer grief or a loss or anything, losing a job, whatever it is that causes you to have a weaker energy, any good dog out there should say to itself, hey, I don't think anybody else is in charge here. I've got to take charge. I've got to be the leader. And I'm going to take care of my family because they are the best family in the world. And I love them. So you have to make sure that in times of sadness and sorrow, first thing you do is make sure that you keep your energy as high as you can. Not being crazy and frenetic, but keeping your energy in a position where your dog, at least you're kind of faking it. Because unfortunately, if your dog senses that weak energy, and there are certain dogs, and some of you guys have those certain dogs, if those dogs sense that weak energy, and they're not able to find a leader, well, they might become a leader. But we don't want them to become a leader, right? That's not their job. Their job is just to go be a dog. So stay tuned. We're going to be right back with some more things on how to keep your energy in a good position and positive. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Share the incredible process of shelter dogs whose lives are saved and are saving the lives of special needs children. Share the amazing stories of shelter dogs whose lives are changed by changing others.
And welcome back to From Shelter Dog to Service Dog with Janice Wolf. Well, today we're talking about grieving. We're talking about how the difference is between humans and animals, where animals can perceive our energy so much better and so much more intensely than can a human. So when you have a grief, when you have whatever it is that goes on, you find out your husband is transferred, or your wife gets ill, or your kids move to college, or God forbid someone passes, or a pet passes, or you get bad news about something, remember that your dog can sense that far more than you can. I mean, listen, Wyatt and Wispa and Romeo and Savannah and Sedona and Kayla and Prince and all of my dogs, and there are many of them, and my little Lexapro, they can sense, you know, they know what time it is based on your patterns of behavior. Dog doesn't look at the clock and say, hey, it's 5:15, I want to eat. The dog notices your pattern behaviors. So if the dog can tell things like that, and he can find a couple of cancer cells, or like my husband who trained narcotics dogs and was one of the original people up and down the East Coast who trained everyone else for the narcotics detection in the Sheriff's Department. Well, you know, he had one dog that was named Humphrey. We called him Sergeant Humphrey. He was actually a sergeant. But he was a black lab mix, probably black lab pit bull or something. And Humphrey one time found one marijuana seed in a tank of diesel oil. That's pretty intense. And you think about the smell of diesel, but the way dogs are, their smells, their perception, and granted, not all dogs have a phenomenal sense of smell or are the brightest bulbs in the chandelier, But they know when we don't feel well, they can tell. They can feel our energy. So what do? When you have a young dog or an old dog and something terrible happens in your life and suddenly you've got to do something because your dog starts popping up with behavioral issues. Your dog starts maybe urinating in the house or getting dog aggressive or getting aggressive with other people, not letting people in the house, starting to bark when it never used to bark. All of those behavioral issues, we can help. We can change that. And that's why we talk about United Canine Professionals. Because United Canine Professionals, when we get a call, the first hour to hour and a half of our 3 to 4 hour class with our clients is spent, we call it the Dr. Phil time. Because we're trying to get through to the people to find out what is the problem that caused the behavioral change in their dog. Well, losing a child is certainly something nobody ever wants to go through. That's for sure. But you know what? You have to get through somehow. You don't have to get over things, but you got to get through them. So when you start and your energy is low, one of the things that's kind of handy is to try to talk outside the house. Go outside the house. So when you're crying or when you're depressed, go outside the house, even if you sit in your car on the street. Go to a Starbucks. Go somewhere and get it out. And then come back in. After you've gone through your cathartic moment and you're feeling a little better, not that you can ever really be perfect again, but at least you're going to be in a better frame of mind and a better energy. And unfortunately, dogs who've had behavioral issues in the past tend to be the first ones to get behavioral issues in the present and future. So if a dog that you have has, let's say, been aggressive before, and now you lose something precious in your life, or there's a huge change in your life, that dog is going to tend not to regress, but to reoccur. So if you imagine if the same circumstances that happened initially when the dog first had those behavioral issues, if those same things happen again, there's a very good chance that the dog is going to develop those same behavioral issues all over again, or new ones. Well, that's why United Canine Professionals, we give a lifetime guarantee. Because this way, even if it's something new that happens, we come out and we help you. After that first session, everything is free. We are committed to making sure that your dog will never wind up in a shelter or rescue or worse. So let's talk more about how do we insist that the dog not get a behavioral issue because something horrible happens. Well, many dogs will not ever get a behavioral issue because of that. They just don't have it in them. There are just those sweet, beautiful people out there, like Greg and Roxanne, who unfortunately, there's nothing bad. They are just the purest, sweetest people. And there are dogs like that. Their dog, Duncan. Donkey's the best. And he won't have a behavioral issue. But because of all the grieving in the house, he may change. And he may start to take on characteristics that he never would have before. So it's very important not just to make sure that you help the humans through the grieving process, but also that you help the pets, especially your dog, through the grieving process or the process by which things have changed in your life. So focus on doing fun things outside the house. Take the dog out for a walk. You know, hire a dog walker. Get the dog some play dates. Do fun stuff. Because if you do fun things, well, it's not always for the dog, but if you do fun things, chances are that you're going to be doing those fun things with the dog, and that's good for you. So we're going to give you a couple of more helpful hints. But first, let's just say thank you, God. Thank you to whomever you pray to or don't pray to. Just say thank you for all the wonderful things that we all have. Thank you, businesses. Thank you for our friends. Thank you for our relatives. Thank you for our pets. Thank you for all we have. Because I think, unfortunately, now that the holidays are over, I think many of us forget to say thank you. And thank you for staying tuned. Thank you for sharing with us. And we will be right back in a few minutes with from shelter dog to service dog.
Share the incredible process of shelter dogs whose lives are saved and are saving the lives of special needs children. Share the amazing stories of shelter dogs whose lives are changed by changing others.
And welcome back to From Shelter Dog to Service Dog with Janice Wolf. Well, we were talking a little bit earlier about how you can keep your dog's energy nice and calm and confident and, you know, being protected, because that's what we need. We all want to be protected. We all want to feel safe. And that feeling is a very easy one to talk about, but it's actually very hard to do. Well, one of the things we can do to feel safe is we can hang out with people who are bigger, hang out with in a house that has many, many layers of protection, whether it be alarms or, you know, patrol dogs or, you know, whatever it is we do, or many locks. Well, one of the other things is kind of an internal protection. That's what we're talking about today. This is why so many of the dogs who we at Merlin's Kids take from shelters and rescues around the country and rehabilitate and then train to become service dogs for special needs kids. One of the great things is that we're able to offer these dogs not just physical protection, but behavioral and emotional protection. I think the biggest mistake that most people make when they get a rescue dog, especially if it was one that they know the story or that they think they know the story about, or if it was one that was truly abused, I think what happens is people tend to think, well, you know, this poor dog, oh, poor thing, it was burned, poor thing, oh my gosh, it was starved, oh, the dog was beaten. I mean, there are horrible, horrible stories out there. And we've all heard those horrible stories, and most of them are not true, or many of them, not that all, certainly, but I think a lot of times, and well-meaning rescues and shelters, not all, but some, will tell people, oh, yeah, this dog, you know, it lived in this great house, and, you know, the owner died. And that may be true, but it also may not be true. So we have to assume that every dog was not only abused, but also that every dog grew up in Oprah's house or Ellen's house, and that they had the best of everything. Now, why do I say that? That's two completely opposite ends of the spectrum. It's important. You have to be aware, because some things can come from the dog's previous incidences. And there's that two-month honeymoon period when, of course, you have your dog initially. If you can do, let's say, the first 2 months, and you get through, and now your dog starts popping up with behavioral issues, that's probably because your dog had those behavioral issues before. So what can you do? Assume that your dog does not have behavioral issues. Assume that the dog is the best dog in the world and it doesn't have any problems or issues. Because then you will not color all of the dog's future actions or meetings or incidences with your judgment. So assume it is the best dog in the world. And once something happens, assume, aha, something else happened to this dog because this dog has behavioral issues. Well, so what we want to do when you go introduce the dog to dogs and you don't know your dog yet, well, don't let him out free in a dog park, because he may be fearful, he may be aggressive. You don't know why somebody gave up on him, why someone lost that connection. You just know that they did. So go into, instead of a dog park, walk your dog on the outside of the dog park. Walk your dog up and down the street. See how he seems to react. Now, I've seen shelters and rescues all over the country who will say, oh, the dog's great with other dogs, but all he's been with is little dogs, or all he's been with is big dogs. Well, I rescued a dog from Georgia that they said, oh, he's great with dogs. He's great. Well, he was fantastic with big dogs, but when he was trying to eat my wonderful show handler's three Pomeranians, that was not so cool. So, unfortunately, the rescue or the shelter simply tried the dog out with one or two other dogs. And that's what my problem and my issue is with so many of these places who are doing therapy dog training and or you know, service dog training. And the dogs are dog aggressive. You've got to test the dog out with every kind of dog. Now, if it's a dog who's ill or a dog who's very anxious or whatever, and your dog is a bit reactive, we can fix that. I can fix anything. But the problem is that you want to make sure that you give your dog a fair shot, because remember, he may have behavioral issues you just don't know. So you want to make sure you take the dog out with other dogs on a leash. And now the other part of that is different breeds, different ages, different energy levels. See how your dog reacts. First, you're going to walk the dog. Let him sometimes go in front. Let the other dog or dogs go in front. Have them next to him. Have them behind him. Have them come up a little closer. Have them go beside a little closer until you see the reactions of your dog. Now, if it's a young puppy, you're going to have to do this pretty consistently till the dog's about 15 to 16 months old, because they go in and out of fear phases until they're about 14 months old with their fear, impact, and flight instinct period. But that's one great way to socialize your dog. You know what another great way to socialize your super dog aggressive dog is? Take them to areas where there are fire hydrants or other areas where dogs have smelled and dogs have urinated and defecated, because your dog will actually remember that smell and think he met that other dog before. So those are all awesome things. Well, you know, it's just a really, really important part. Keeping your energy as a positive and forward-thinking energy instead of being negative and always expecting the worst, try to expect the best. You will be so surprised at how wonderful your dog will be. So I ask everyone to make sure you get to our show every week, Tuesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, of course, our awesome show, which is on Friday nights, which is called For the Love of Dog. We want to dedicate this show to Gabriel. Have a very safe trip up there, my friend. We love you, and we will never forget you. Hug your children today a little tighter. Kiss your dog. Kiss your dog and hug your wife. But please appreciate what you have, because we're all only a moment away from losing everything we love. God bless, and have a wonderful day.
www.ecollar.com. That's www.ecollar.com.